I'm dealing with, how do you deal with rejection? Well, you got to discern what it is. Because the church told you that it is a feeling, it is a psychological condition, it is an idea or something along these lines of intellect, right? And I told you that rejection is a person that was looking for a body and became part of you and I. And his personality had abandonment, forsaken of love. Somebody say
amen.
I'm trying to do it out. I mean what I'm saying. I'm trying to do it all, trying to get it out, because it's time for God's people, for everybody to understand who the real adversary to their life is. It is not my brothers. It's not my sisters. It's not my nation. It's the one that causes rejection and the fear thereof. It's the one that causes me to be insecure. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Or the one that walks in the rest of the story, which is condemnation. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
See, condemnation is a characteristic of the rejected. The rejected is the one that has also accepted the decree of abandonment from eternal love. Can you say amen?
Wow.
He was the firstborn.
Wow.
The firstborn. And he wants to breed others in the earth. Can you say amen?
Amen.
When I say Satan is the embodiment of iniquity, the embodiment of rejection. He was the first ever to be rejected. And his rejection was eternal. So when I say that rejection is the embodiment of a person, I know what I'm talking about. I can take you from Genesis to Revelation to the books of Enoch, on to different books of Jezar and so forth. You want to go? We can go. I'm trying to speak it really simple. I'm just telling you in plain language. All that other stuff don't mean a jack of beans. Isaiah chapter 30 says this here. What verse are you, Pastor? Isaiah chapter 30.
Verse 20.
Now this is an instruction for us that have been lost in the darkness. You know you're lost when you can't see no light, you can't hear. There has never been a time I have seen people that got no patience. Far off to handle like that. I'm thinking something wrong with you. If you can get angry over something like that and go into a blitz or rage, there's some demons involved in your life. Because you don't get an egg on your salad, you go off in the subway and you begin to put on a, wait a minute, I hear the revelation. It's called a tantrum.
There it is.
It's called a fit. You're having convulsions because you can't have your way. Can you say
amen? Amen.
What's wrong with you? Everybody's so impatient. They want to wait. They don't want to. They ain't got no manners, none whatsoever. Can you say that? Just as dumb as a bag of soup. When I say dumb, I mean like a dumbbell. They just hang there. They have no personality. Come on in, close that door, Jerry. Isaiah chapter 30 says this here. Now listen to this. Watch this.
Verse 20. And though the Lord gives you the bread of adversity,
and though the Lord, the Father, gives unto you the bread of adversity, in other words, he's saying difficult situations, though it is part of your destiny. You may say, well, why must I go through this? Because there's something in you that chained you to a curse. Something in you that chained you to an idol. There's something that has to be broken in you. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Father wants us free. How are you going to be free unless you see the stumbling block? If you don't see what's wrong with you because you're in denial, that's another spirit. You're in denial. How are you going to get free? If you won't look at the rock that's in your way and you keep hitting it and tripping over it, but you see it, but you won't move it, you ain't got no right to complain, do you? Can you say that?
Amen.
Write this down. You can't complain about what you permit. You're wasting your time. Nobody want to hear your sad story. If you keep permitting it and going through the same cycle, that's on you. Change your attitude. Change your ways. Change your behavior. Change your pattern. Don't blame everybody else. Don't get mad at the world. World ain't done nothing to you. I ain't never seen a place where there are so many angry young people. No, you just misinterpreted your day. You didn't know how to read the prophecy of your day. So you went into that day foolishly and thought everything was going your way. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Isaiah says right here. Are you getting something out of it? Because see, until I can teach you, I got to deal with this doggone way you think. Your belief system, whether it comes from God or from hell, I need to deal with that. I need to deal with your spiritual position inside. Your emotional condition and the hang-ups that block you from learning. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Whether it is a spirit that causes a sickness, that causes an infirmity, or whether it's a generational demon in you. Can you say that?
Amen.
Amen.
Because we are living in a time when people are under the spirit of insanity. Believe me. I told you when it began to happen. People going berserk. And it don't matter where they are, they have no control over their spirit. Remember the Proverbs chapter 26 said simply, said, he that ruleth not over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and have no walls of protection.
Amen.
There's nothing to protect you. Any devils can get in. And there are devils. Isaiah chapter 30 says this. Listen to this prophet.
It's in verse 20.
In verse 20.
And though the Lord gives you the bread of adversity,
though it seem like your life is full of troubles, but you notice what he's saying here. He said, the Lord has caused these particular events to bring you into a maturity. And a balance. See, when you're a kid, you eat all the Reese's cups. Foolishly. But after you have that experience and you get a little older, you ain't gonna eat all them Reese's cups. They make you sick. Same as it is with life. You grow in the process. In the spirit of God, you begin to grow in this thing. And you begin to hear, you know, and though the Lord gives you days where you don't understand. You come into days where you don't know what's going on. Father, what is going on? I don't understand this. Why is this happening? What's going on in this day and the season of this day in my life? If anybody's going to be able to tell me, it's my Father. But if I'm not listening, if I am too preoccupied and I got too many altars of self, I got too many places where I'm bowing down to an altar of the day, why should the Father speak to my day? I'm not showing him any time. I don't even want to go to church. Nor if I read the Bible, I'm going to have my own interpretation. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
See, I know that Israel needed a man named Moses to go down and get them out. Yeah, I know later on that Israel needed a man named Samuel to go down and get them out. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And to anoint them as a nation. Then later on I hear a man named Elijah came and bring correction. For some reason, from Genesis to this day, God just doesn't speak to you by yourself all the time. He'll speak to you and send you to church. He'll speak to you to send you to a leader. He'll speak to you to find a man of God in your city. But it says here, and though the Lord give you adverse times, write this in your note, man that is born of the womb of a woman is born to days of trials.
What?
Trials. Man that comes from the womb of a woman is born to days of adversity. In other words, look for the drama. It's in the day. Before you got there in time, it was in the day. And when God decided to place you in the day, the trouble was already there. It didn't show up because you were there, but it was there before you came in time. Before you were placed in the earth. Before you were placed in the womb of the belly. So it says here, he that is born of the womb of a woman is born to days of challenges. That's what you're born for. Without challenges, you don't grow emotionally, spiritually, verbally, socially. Amen.
Amen.
Come on, Pastor. Is this ministering anything to you?
Amen.
See, because you can tell when you are free. You know how you grow up. You really grow up. Elijah, have a seat, man. You grow up. You stop thinking that everything's supposed to go the way you. That's grown up. Amen. That's grown up. You begin to realize other people have rights. And if I step on their rights, and then, listen, we make grown up disease. If I step on their rights and I've trespassed against them, I've broken a law of social distancing, somebody said. The real social distance. I've invaded their space without permission. Jesus came to teach us all of the beatitudes and the emotional expressions that are correct. Can you say amen?
Amen.
He came to teach us etiquette, table manners, and how to charm or walk in a place where we know how to go before that which is greater than us and receive favor, instead of going before the king and receiving a judgment. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So Isaiah says here, he says, and though I give you the bread of adversity and the waters. Now, I really identified with this because this happened to me. This is the cloud that appeared to me just like this right here. In 83 in Charleston, South Carolina, the cloud appeared to me and it was just rolling like this. And I hear the voice of the Lord said, though. He said, and you shall hear these words. But I'm sitting up and looking. I didn't even know it was in the Bible. I had no idea that this was in the Bible. I'm should have been looking at the cloud, and the voice began to speak, and I hear the voice of the Lord say, and though I give you the bread of adversities and the waters of affliction, yet shall not your teacher be hidden in the corner anymore, but you shall see your teacher. No longer will your teacher be hidden in the corner anymore, but your eyes shall see your teacher, and you shall hear these words behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it, turn not to the left hand nor the right hand, for I am going to bless the work of your hand. I didn't even know it was in the Bible. But that's been my life. Every time I see something, I have to discover it, that it was written before I saw it.
Amen.
That's just my life. I don't know how God deal with anybody else. That's how God deal with me as an apostle. Amen. Amen. Everything that I've learned is because he showed it to me in picture first, and then he showed me that it was written. Those things be blowing my mind. See, I can say I understand when the Old Testament, the prophecy, and the word of the Lord came to me. In other words, I didn't have until it came. And it didn't come without a body.
Uh-oh.
It didn't come because it wasn't a person. Somebody say amen with me. It said the word of the Lord. In other words, the person of him came, and his voice began to declare what his word was saying or instructed me. I didn't know those things. That's why I understand now. The word of the Lord came to me, started instructing me and saying, do this. Well, I wouldn't know. Kind of like you laying down asleep and all of a sudden you say, you hear a voice while you have sleep. Get up. That stuff is real. You can't figure it out. You think you're dreaming, all of a sudden the Father said, and you hear it. Can I be real honest? You know what happened to us? I'm going to show you how silly we are. In the simplest things. But it's just supernatural. You'll be going, and you're getting ready to go. You know you're getting ready to go do something wrong, right? You're going to do this. You know you're going to do something wrong because it's all in your mind, right? And all of a sudden you hear that one voice. He said, that's exactly when he speaks, everything stops.
That's right.
You know you're going, but as soon as you, if you go down there, you don't get in trouble. Something told me Can you say amen? You know what? Some can't talk, but a person can. And you should hear these voices behind you saying, this is the way to go. This is the way to go. This is the way to go. So what am I talking about? I'm dealing with rejection. Why are we? What's wrong with us? That's a great question. Because whatever is wrong, my father did not make me that way.
That's right.
I might be jacked up from the leg up, from the head up, from the throat up, from past to present to future. But Father didn't make me that way.
Amen.
And I know my Father. You may guess about him, but I know him. I know my Father. You see, this is See, it's very important to understand where your seed is in the Father's in the Father's bloodline. Until you sit down and become family, you have no right to the things that are inherited. You have no right to call his name. You have no right to ask him to bless you, protect you. Until you're his family, till you're sitting in his seat. See, the bloodline has seats. There are seats for patriarchs, fathers that are the heads of tribes. There are seats for matriarchs. That is the mothers of all the tribes. Amen. And this is the irony. Most of us don't know what's in the blood. We don't know whether the blood is possessed by adultery. We don't know whether the blood is possessed by witchcraft. We have no clue. And then all of a sudden, write this in your notes, please. What I'm saying to you is eternally true. When I finish saying it, you can go check it and you will live this thing. Trust me, you will live this thing. It's going to happen. It happens all the time. One, you will have a visitation by the grace of God on your family. Everybody say, Noah did.
Noah did.
The second thing is you will have a visitation from the sins of the fathers or the iniquities that pass down through the bloodline. When little Jojo turns out to be an alcoholic, you know it was in the blood. Because every seed reproduces after its own. If it's drug addictions, it's going to be in the blood. If it's not in the blood, it's on the blood oppressing it. If it's not on the blood, it's in front of the family bloodline, blocking what you're supposed to be. Amen. Taking your ID. See, we don't want to talk about dealing with unclean spirits and evil spirits and ancestral spirits and family spirits. Amen. We don't want to deal with haunted houses. We don't want to deal with you. We just want to watch it on TV. When every day we're living in some space where somebody was. And if you don't know who they were, you stepped into their atmosphere. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Jesus knew that. He sent the disciples out. He gave them some wise etiquette. You know what he told them? He said, do not go where you're not celebrated. That's what he taught the disciples. He said, if they don't celebrate you, they will demote you. Don't go there. Can you say no?
Amen.
If they won't be treating you like you are a guest, don't enter their house and let your peace return back to you. Can you say no?
Amen.
So he talked about etiquette, travel etiquette. You know, I travel all the time. So he talked about etiquette, how you enter city. How do you engage a person? See, we don't have these manners. What's wrong with us? We come into church, we're rude, obnoxious. We come in with ghetto-fied behavior. We have philosophy of the streets, and we try to bring it to the priest. Can you say that?
That's good.
Mm. We don't understand it. Father's house has rules. And just like you have rules in, let's go deeper, in your physical house, this right here, you have rules.